the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get into all the things you did, David, to contribute to this big win, but it is sort of a bittersweet night given what happened at first base with Tristan Casas. What are you thinking? What were you thinking when you saw him crumble to the ground through that bag at first?
I don't know. It sucks to see a teammate go down, especially, you know, having to get carted off the field. I don't know what happened to him. I mean, I hope he's okay, but it didn't look good. But prayer sent his way.
David, Mark Monaco here. For you individually, what have the last few weeks been like, and what have you been working on, maybe mechanically and also just mindset-wise? Where have you been there?
Yeah, it's been a grind a little bit. You know, just trying to simple some things down. Just working every day, getting in the cage early, and working on, like you said, mechanics, little things, just trying to settle down a little bit, I guess.
When you play, you deliver. We had Roger Clemens in the booth, and I know you and Cody know each other, a couple Texas Longhorns, and he talked about how, kind of in similar situations, Cody with the Phillies and you here, we've talked about, David, how hard it can be to stay locked in after the great spring. You don't play a lot. Did it help even to just play two games in a row? Was that like locking you in a little bit more today?
I mean, yeah, it helps for sure. I'm not really used to the role, I would say, yet. It's definitely hard, but, you know, I'm trying my best to stay ready every time. Even when I'm not playing, you know, going underneath and stretching and staying loose if I have to run that game. Just trying to stay ready as best I can. You know, you don't see live pitching every day, so timing may be a little off, but at the end of the day, man, you got to be ready to play when you're in there.
David, it's so fun watching you on the base paths. Can you just kind of take us inside how your mind works when you get aboard and you're timing up a pitcher, you're timing up a catcher, and you know all that going in? Just kind of where your head goes once you get aboard?
I'm just trying to go. first pitch, if I can. If they slide step, it makes it a little bit harder. But, I'm just trying to get a good jump. And, you know, I'm fast, so that helps.
Yes, the understatement of the century. Last one, Hammy. It felt like there was blood in the water a little bit there on the base pass. There's momentum in the running game, too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Even when I don't play, or, you know, we got guys that can run. You know, Duran, of course, Romy, Sedan, Willie, Story. I mean, we got some speed. We got some power. You know, I feel like we're a good team.
You certainly are, and you looked it tonight. Thanks so much for taking the time, David.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.